So old patterns die hard. And as much work as I've done on myself, I sometimes still find myself being pulled into that unconscious masculine place of pushing and striving and actually feeling completely overwhelmed by everything that's on my plate. I found myself in this place last week and the week before. So I've been in the very awesome position of having loads of clients approach me to do sessions for them, to do coaching for them. And while this is amazing, I have found that I have become quite overwhelmed by it. And because through my own work, I am aware of my flags, I then can see when I've gone into this overwhelmed place and I can put tools in place to prevent me from staying there, because it is in that place that burnout happens. And I know in my past, I could stay in that place for weeks and months at a time until eventually there was something that would release, like there would be a holiday or a period of work would end and then I'd crash. And that was my pattern over and over again. And it wasn't until I became very conscious of the pattern that I could then work on how to shift it. So for each of us, those flags are going to be different. For me, I feel a lot of wired energy in my body. I have a sense of time scarcity and urgency, like everything feels urgent and important. I battle to keep boundaries in place. I get very irritable. I don't sleep very well. And I generally feel quite young and powerless and overwhelmed. And this is because generally when we're in this place, we've actually regressed to experiencing life as we did when we were children, when we didn't know how to manage. And the difference is that as adults, we have a lot of different tools that we didn't have when we were younger and emotional resources we didn't have. But it's about becoming conscious of how to use these. So this is what I'm going to share with you today. So firstly, I usually have a regular practice of Qigong, which I practice in the morning and preferably outside on the grass to ground me and to keep me centered and to also keep my energy flowing in my body. Because when we go into overwhelm and the nervous system is activated, oftentimes our energy actually gets stuck and the process of Qigong helps to keep the energy flowing through the body. Now, because it's been pretty cold, I had stopped doing that. And because I hadn't been sleeping well, I was waking up a bit later and then feeling I didn't have time to do it and I let it slip. So I started putting that back in place again. Secondly, I was meeting my overwhelm. So if I found I was holding my breath, if I found I just needed to support myself, like it just all felt too much, instead of pushing through, which is what I would have done in the past, I stop. I do this thing where I shake my body. So it's similar to getting the energy moving, and also it helps to soothe the nervous system. But I keep my feet on the ground, but gently shake my body and bounce up and down. And do that for a couple of minutes. And afterwards, you'll often feel like a zinging feeling or tingly feeling in your body, which is the energy moving in your body. And that alone can help shift this feeling of being stuck, trapped, and powerless. And the other thing I'll do is soothe my own inner child and literally do this through touch. So I might stroke my face and stroke my neck and my throat and my shoulders where I'm holding so much on my shoulders and just gently stroke them and be very present with my body in this way and open up my chest where I often will be hunched forward and tight. And I you can go all the way down, right down to your feet. And this touch, we're tuned into touch. This is how we experienced love and care when we were younger, hopefully. And there are receptors in our skin that when we touch ourselves, it actually, when we touch ourselves, like when we give ourselves strokes like this, it can help us to feel calmer and at peace and more relaxed. And so those are the things that I'll do in the moment if I'm just feeling like, whoa, this is just too much. I'm losing perspective. I'm losing my center. I asked a colleague for a body talk session. So that was the third thing I did. And that's added some help to the situation. And just the feedback always gives me a bit of clarity as well, as well as the session having an effect through what she did in the session. Then I do what I call the stress reset. So sometimes I find these other little things I do are not enough and I need to really pull out the big guns. And this is the hardest one to do. It took me a long time to get this right because you actually have to just stop. You have to force yourself to stop. So while you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I've got so much to do, I don't have time to stop. It's to force yourself to just stop. And for me, I'd found that I was working over the weekends again, which I have not done for the longest time. That's a very strict boundary I have. So I stopped that. And we went for a walk to a place I'd never been to before. So that was novelty. So novelty helps to bring us out of stress and just shifting your patterns around. Even, for instance, brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand and driving a different route to work. So changing your patterns and bringing in novelty can help with the reset. Creativity is very useful for shifting us out of that stress and nervous system activation. And I also while I was on the walk, I practiced wonder, which is like a childlike quality of being deeply present with all of your senses and experiencing the world as if for the first time. It's very hard in that place to be stressed, and it helps to shift that stress pattern. And then, yeah, I visited a family member I hadn't seen for a long time. And so there was a whole new energy there that I was able to receive and just a new shift in perspective. So I find that stress reset is very useful if you can bring yourself to stop, because it can be very hard when you're in time urgency or a sense of time urgency to bring yourself to stop. I got very clear on what I could manage, and I started putting in boundaries in my diary for the future. So I already scratched out times or blocked out times where I would not be taking on clients so that I could focus on myself and focus on other areas of my business more. So these are very strict for me, and I'm not like, I won't allow myself then to go, oh, okay, maybe I could fit one or two people in here. So I've learned to be very strict around that blocking out of time in my diary, and that helps me to know that I've got that time for myself. I spent more time playing with my kids. And so again, this can be hard when you believe you don't have the time, but it's very interesting how when you make the time to do these things, you actually, it sounds weird, but you feel like you gain time. Okay. And I can't explain to you the dynamics of that. It has to do with perception. It has to do with slowing down within your body and your nervous system, and just playing with kids in general opens up that again, it's the same as novelty and creativity. It helps you to come into a place of feeling safer and feeling just not being in fight flight. It's more of a rest digest place. Playfulness and stress don't go together, you know. Then the one day I just had to sit with the terror. So it was interesting because I've had such amazing things and opportunities come up for me, and it's brought up a lot of terror, which has been part of this overwhelm. So this terror has to do with receiving abundance and trusting abundance and trusting goodness. And for me, lying underneath that is a fear that I can't have abundance without doing a lot and burning out. And there's also a fear around being big in the world or doing well, being seen. So, and this, there's many layers to this. I've worked on many layers of it, and I see it in so many of my clients. And it's what keeps us small and keeps us restricted in our bodies, and often lies behind a lot of the exhaustion and fatigue. So the one day I used a practice that I share with most of my clients, or with all my clients, about tuning into the terror and feeling the terror while I feel held. So that I'm not feeling it as if I'm alone while I'm feeling it, but I bring in a spiritual sense of being supported by what I call the divine masculine and divine feminine energies. And then I allow that emotion to be witnessed and processed through my body so that it kind of just drops away. And then I don't have to spend energy resisting it. So this is massive, because so many of us have fatigue because we use a lot of energy to suppress our emotion and to not feel it. Okay. And then we feel even more overwhelmed, not just by the emotion we're trying to suppress, but because we're using so much energy to do that. And then we often get really busy so we can feel good enough and capable and in control with all this stuff that is kind of brewing there and help and kind of adding to that anxiety. What another tool I use is the check-in before dive-in. So oftentimes when we're under overwhelm or in overwhelm and under a lot of stress, we can just dive in and do. We don't take a moment to even feel into it or prepare. So what I do these days, and what I made myself come back to doing, is whenever I make a decision or before I need to create something in the world, creates is physically creating, but it's also creating a way of being. Creativity has many different forms. I create a space and I soften into that space, and I use my intuition to figure out what it is that I want to focus on and how I want it to come through me in that moment. Because when you just dive in and do it, oftentimes we waste time and energy. We could mess it up. It may not be the way that we want it to be, and we end up finally getting there, but through a lot of wasted time and energy. Or just feeling very overwhelmed because we can't figure out the right way. So by doing this process, I get very clear on how it wants to come through, how it wants to be created. And I also feel what would be best to focus on first. And this helps me to feel supported, which is the next aspect of that, is remembering that I'm not alone. So this is the spiritual aspect of the work I do. And these are all the things that I teach my clients. I give them these tools. So I work with the divine masculine, divine feminine, in relation to my clients feeling contained and supported within life and within the world. And so that they do not feel as if this overwhelm is being experienced in the same way they felt it when they were children, when they were truly powerless. So this check-in before diving in is part of this feeling contained, feeling supported by the divine masculine and feminine, in order to be able to trust that I don't have to do this on my own. I can actually tune into my intuition and kind of in a way receive guidance and receive insights about how best to do it and in what order to do it, and also what to just let go. And this has been profound for my healing journey. This was like the last piece that dropped in for me like 2 years ago that made a massive difference, and that I practice regularly now. Or as I say, I can still sometimes forget and get caught up in the overwhelm, but now that I know when I'm in overwhelm, I can then bring myself back into my center again, using the sense of being contained and safe. So these old stress patterns can be very difficult to let go of, and like I say, we then experience life as if we're that powerless child who did not have the resources and the ability to manage. But when you can feel and notice that you're in that place again, there are many things that you can put in place to help you to get out of that place. And the more often you do it, the more you rewire your brain so that it doesn't always respond in the same sense of overwhelm, and so that your nervous system is not so quickly triggered. So just to briefly go over those tools again, to recap, I use Qigong to ground and center myself and to shift the energy in my body. In the moment of overwhelm, I will stop. I will shake my body or bounce up and down on my heels just to get the energy flowing. And I may even do the stroking thing where I just soothe and stroke myself and my body just to calm the nervous system and to calm my inner child. I do the big guns one, which is the whole stress reset, where if I can, I'll even just go away somewhere. That's like the best way to do it, but we often can't do that. So to just go for a walk somewhere new, to bring in novelty, to bring in change of patterns, of old patterns, trying to do things differently to the way you've done it before, to bring in creativity and to bring in play. All of these help to reset that stress perspective, that trapped stress feeling that we get stuck in when our nervous system is activated in that way. Then the sitting with the emotion of it, so that you're lifting the lid off the boiling pot and it allows all the energy to be dissipated, so that you're not using your energy to keep that lid on the pot, as a metaphor. The check in before dive in, feel what wants to come through and how it wants to come through and in what order, before just diving in and doing things willy-nilly. And remembering that you're not alone and that you have within you this evolutionary driving force that is guiding you to become your greatest and highest good. And you can tune into it in whatever way feels right to you. I use the divine masculine and divine feminine, which is what I share with my clients. And they also adapt it to however suits them best. And so those are the tools that I use that I wanted to share with you. And what's most amazing about it is now I'm in the next week after all of this, and I have just as much work, but I am in a totally different space with it. And what's also interesting is how much more I've managed to get done each day and how much more spaciousness I feel around things and how much more time I feel I have. And it's all just a shift in perspective. It's literally just a mindset. It's a mindset, it's a body change as well. It's a shift in my energy. It's a downgrading of that stress response. I'm bringing myself back to base, centering myself, which just, it changes your whole experience of what you can manage and what you can cope with. So if any of you have any questions regarding any of these, I'd be more than happy to chat to you about it. Just send me an email at kerry@kerrymagnus.net. And I can chat to you about any of these points or how you could go about applying them in your life and any other questions you might have. All right, so go gently and remember to stay connected and to keep tuning back into your inner child. All right, take care.